Blog Talk Radio.
It's a friend still.
I can see in you the glory.
And I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes, I bless you.
That's right. Get up on your feet. Go tell somebody.
Good long life.
Hallelujah.
Good health.
Bless you.
And prosperity.
We love you.
The blessings of Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
Come to you every minute of every day. I pray the favor of God in your
mind. Hallelujah. Oh, don't miss nobody in your family. Go tell them right
yes,
now. You're in the house.
You
where are
you
going? Of the Lord.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord.
I can see in you
the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes,
yes I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you.
Don't you miss nobody now. Tell everybody. Hallelujah. And your family.
I can see.
Or your job. Wherever you are right now. Tell them that you love you with the love of the Lord.
And I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes, I bless you. I pray for your family.
The
blessings of God be in your family, on your children. May the good Lord protect and keep them. And I really bless you with the blessings of the Lord.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord.
Yes, I thank you. May God bless you. Blessing
of the Lord. Yes, I bless you with
all
the blessing of the Lord. I can see the glory of me, and I bless you with
all the blessing.
Hallelujah. Yes, you've joined Hallelujah, Cody. You've joined the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. Hallelujah. Father God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings following in Jesus' name. For every man, woman, boy, girl, under the sound of our voices in Jesus' name. Pastor Peaches, would you share the housekeeping suggestions on this evening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Let me... Oh, baby, don't hear the sound. Put the
don't hear
the sound down. Okay. I'm going to put my sound down. Okay, now, yeah, I know there was feedback. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. I was playing with you. Hallelujah.
God. Okay. You were playing like you were asleep.
Yes. I was waiting for you to call my name again.
And then I heard the feedback. I knew you was there. Because I heard the feedback on the phone, the gospel.
Hallelujah.
For those that don't know, when we do virtual, I'm in an office and she's in another room. God, go ahead now.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Take out your Bibles. Hallelujah. And your composition notebooks. Act like you're going to school. Hallelujah. Get your ink paints, your pencils, your highlighters. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You need something with a good pen on it, a lot of ink in it.
Depends,
hallelujah.
Oh, Lord.
For the Bible, for the addresses to write down tonight. OMG. Oh my gosh. Yes. Take out your Bibles, your highlighters, your composition notebooks, your ink pens, your pencils, your highlighters. Take out your communion elements. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Answer all these addresses. You may say, I need two communion elements tonight.
It sounded real clear now because you sounded a little muffled earlier. Real clear right now. All right, go ahead.
Hallelujah. It's the meal that heals. Whatever you're going to use for communion, hallelujah, it is okay. And write down those names of people you want to put in the atmosphere and people that whose names you want to stay in proxy for. You may know someone that needs a touch from the Lord.
Yes.
Someone that needs a breakthrough. Someone that may be standing in need of something, anything. Hallelujah. You don't want to forget those people when you pray. And also the ones that just may need touch and healing in their body when we take communion. Hallelujah. It's the meal that heals. Hallelujah. You can stay in proxy for someone else and believe God for their healing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't forget to redo that alarm for tomorrow morning. Hallelujah. Set it for 6:55 so you'll be ready for praise and worship at 7. We have praise and worship 7 o'clock every morning. Hallelujah. And then on Tuesday evenings, we have Bible study. Hallelujah. Enjoy the Bible study. Hallelujah. Because soon the third semester of the Institute of Biblical Learning will be starting up. Hallelujah. On Wednesday evenings, we have the midweek victory service. And on Sundays, we have our international service. Hallelujah. And that it starts at 3 o'clock. And that service is heard all over the world, literally all over the world. But this coming Sunday, as well as last Sunday, because there were holidays, we will not have a live service. But you will be able to hear one of the services from our archives. And also, we will be having a New Year's Eve service. They call it Watch Night Service, and we are asking for people to send in their testimonies so that we can read them over the air and praise God along with you for what God has done in this year.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. We know God is able to do great and mighty things, and he's going to do even bigger things in 2023. Hallelujah. We usually, on the fourth Sunday, we usually have visiting ministry come in. And the fourth Sunday in January, we will be having missionary Herlene Russell.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And she's a missionary to Uganda. And she is the missionary that we are assisting in building that hospital in Uganda. And she'll be able to tell her experiences and of her missionary trips to Uganda. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When you have a chance, please visit the ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org and see what the church's mission and vision is. And there's a cash app there. Hallelujah. Help yourself to the cash app. We're believing God for great and mighty things. And also, we have a GoFundMe page, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Inc. And we believe in God for church building. It has a sanctuary and rooms that we can use for offices and classrooms and child care center. And we're in a full-size kitchen. We believe in God for great and mighty things. And we want to be able to even feed the homeless. Hallelujah. We want to, we believe in God also for washing stations in north, east, south, and west in Baltimore City to be so that the homeless can wash, can shower, and also bless them with fresh clothes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can even think, whatever we are able to imagine. God is going to far surpass what we are even mentioning right now.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. And this is the end of the year, and if you're wondering where you can sow, the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center is good ground. Hallelujah. Sow into, use the cash app, which is capital, dollar sign capital T, and the first initials of
Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. If you don't want to put it in Cash App or the GoFundMe, give us a call and we'll come pass and pick it up. Hallelujah. And write you out a receipt for it. Hallelujah. God is able to do great and mighty things, and we are looking forward to God doing great and mighty things. We want to not just bless the church, we want to be able to bless the city of Baltimore, bless the homeless. Hallelujah. They are special in God's eyesight, too. On the first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. Taught by Elder QB Stevenson and her assistant, Brother Malachi Ramey, teaching the young people about the Word of God. We have to teach the young people. We have to arm them with the Word, teach them how to answer when someone asks them about the hope they have within them, how to, and they have to know how to fight with the Word of God and not their hands. Hallelujah. We have to teach our young people about Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We have to teach them about the Lord. Hallelujah. It takes a village. If you aren't able to do it, bring them out to church, ages 5 to 17. Hallelujah. Bring them out. We'll teach them about Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you so much. Back to you, Pastor.
Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions on today. Again, the Cash App is $T. All the other letters are small letters, hallelujah, or lowercase, P-A-C-P-W-C. And you can sow into the ministry, hallelujah. We're about a mighty good work. People
Amen.
Don't even realize how the size of our ministry. But our reach is international, national, international, statewide, nationally, and internationally. We're reaching because God said to do so, and so that's why we start in our Jerusalem, and then Samaria, the rest of the world, and then the uttermost parts of the world. Hallelujah! Glory to God. We thank God for that. Thank you again, Pastor Peaches. Just praise God. Again, our watch night service is virtual. But tune in. The same number you call for this service, call for that service. And I suggest that if you have a testimony, write it down and drop it by at 3007 Iona Terrace, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214, because I don't know if the mail will get to us in time. For the watch night service, because this is Wednesday, of course. So you can drop it by. Hallelujah. Again, that's 3007 Iona Terrace, I-O-N-A, and it's Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. And we'd be glad to read it. Now, if you give us a three-page testimony, we will have to do what we call condensing of it and just share a little bit of that. You know, glory to God. So some of them we will be sharing and not exactly reading word for word, but we'll be giving a synopsis of the testimony. Hallelujah. Because we starting at 11 p.m. We don't want to be still reading. We want to be praying at 12 noon when the new year comes. 12 midnight when the new year come in. Thank you, Holy Ghost. 12 midnight when the new year come in, we want to be praying. We don't want to be still reading the testimony. So if you can be as succinct as possible when you're writing your testimony. But if not, if it's just that much, I will give the highlights of your testimony. But God bless you so much. Thank you again, Pastor Peaches. And you know what, Pastor Peaches?
Yeah.
Somebody prayed for me.
I'm so glad.
They had me on their mind.
I'm so glad.
They took a little time to pray for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
And folks did the same thing for y'all.
Yes.
When we weren't even thinking about God, when we didn't have Christ on our minds, somebody prayed for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
I can hear them now. Somebody praying. Lord, bless that boy. He was raised in the church. He acted like a heathen. He acted like he ain't got good sense. Lord, bless him. Bring him back home. He's trying to be a drum major for backsliders. I rebuke that devil that's trying to mess him up.
Thank you, Lord.
Bring him back. And guess what, y'all? Guess what, y'all?
What?
The effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail of much.
Hallelujah.
I case, hallelujah. And guess what? You get start naming names, verbalizing and articulating names of people in your life, your family. Your family doesn't require blood, it requires love. Your co-workers, your hallelujah, people in your church, the people in your community. You name them names. Describe them if you don't know their real name or you use their nickname. Bootsy, a watermelon, whatever their name, their nickname is. You use that because God knows who you're talking about. Because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
So we want to put names in the atmosphere of blessings so they can receive the blessings like I did. Hallelujah. So as we pray the selection, the prayer, begin to name names, verbalize, articulate, make it personal.
Thank you, God.
Name them folk closest to you and then start traveling the little ways away from there. That boss that gets on your nerves, you need to pray because you know he needs Jesus too. Glory to God. Pray for them all. God bless you. Hallelujah. We thank God for the opportunity, hallelujah, to pray for others. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask that you add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings.
Thank you, Jesus.
To the prayer, praise, the words, the names in the atmosphere of blessings. Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We will pass the peaches first.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Oh, hallelujah. Bless
Elder QB Stevenson. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Justin and Dominique and all the grandchildren. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Minister, hallelujah. Linda, Sterling and Reggie and Beverly, David and
Honey,
Alan and Danya and Tiffany. Hallelujah.
And
glory to God. And Bianca, all the grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Julie and Anna and Ava and Kitty and little Kitty and little Stephanie.
Hallelujah.
And Desiree and Monica and Joshua and Julia.
Hallelujah. Elijah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And Tiny and another Tiny and another Tiny. And Dominique and another Dominique and another Dominique and another Dominique.
AJ, hallelujah.
Prophet Cynthia Thompson.
Thank you, Lord.
Her mother and the entire hallelujah. Family of God. Yeah, that we're putting it in here.
Jesus.
Lord, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Harry Warsaw, Maisha Warsaw, Margaret and Matt. Lord, Carrie Don Wilson, hallelujah.
Marina Johnson, right.
Hallelujah. Danielle and another Danielle and another Danielle.
In the right.
Pamela and another Pamela and another Pamela and another Pamela. Kimberly and another Kimberly and another Kimberly. Earl and another Earl and another Earl and another Earl and one more Earl. Hallelujah. Tavon and another Tavon and another Tavon and another Tavon.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lean Dunmore.
And the bullshit. Thank you. Joyce Dukes and another Tavon and Maurice and Travion. Xavier and Malachi, another Malachi, another Malachi, and a Donovan. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Marisa, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And Donald.
Thank you, Lord. Go to the Mother Dolores has, Angie has. Yvette and Rosalind and Ronald, all the entire family, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Uncle Vincent, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Down's family, oh God.
Yes.
Marvelin, hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Jason Roseborough.
Thank you. First Lady.
Hallelujah. Pastor John Street, First Lady. Bishop Mike Smith, First Lady. Hallelujah. Bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Maxine Lee. Pastor Fiori, please. Irene and glory to God. Joan and Lil and Harold and Jim. Robin Stewart and her husband. Rosetta Carey and her husband. Hallelujah. Bless you. Manola Carr. Holla, Elder Manola Carr.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Christine. Olivia James, Pastor Cornelius James. Minister Joy Cleveland, Rakeem, Sydney, another Sydney, Nicholas, hallelujah, hallelujah, Adanya, hallelujah, Donnie, hallelujah, another Dominique, Evelyn, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lorena, hallelujah, glory to God. Pastor Lewis Knight, hallelujah. Pastor Lewis Knight. Lewis Knight, Pastor Lewis Wright, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother Lewis Knight, glory to God. Pastor Viola Wright, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Annette James, teacher Annette James, family, hallelujah. Uncles and aunts, nieces, nephews, and cousins, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And Father God, we don't know in Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
In the prayer I pray. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to play another selection. Hallelujah. Thank you. At the end of this selection, the next voice you will hear will be of a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, hallelujah, guardian of the altar, and warrior of the word, none other than Pastor Peaches Bird with the Children's Corner on tonight. Hallelujah.
A lot of older people, rather,
make New Year's resolutions.
Hallelujah. You may say, well, I'm too young, don't make it a New Year's resolution. But a New Year's resolution is just a vision that you may have for the new year. Hallelujah. 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 And there's a scripture in the Bible, and it says, write the vision and make it plain. Okay? Hallelujah. So, therefore, get your piece of paper and write down, if you are the child that's always, that your parents almost have to drag you out to bed in the morning and get you ready for school, and you just, you stay up half the night playing Nintendo or playing whatever games you play, make up in your mind that you're going to cut the TV off at a certain time, you're going to cut your games off at a certain time, and you're going to buckle down, you're going to do your homework at a certain time, and write all of this down. And you know what? And you will find yourself receiving help from God to you sticking with it. Hallelujah. Habakkuk 2:2, write the vision and make it plain upon the tables, that he may run that readeth it. Okay? When you write that, it's going to become more real to you when you write down what you want to do. Another translation says, and I will give you a vision, you can trust what I say about the future. It will take a while, but it will happen. Another translation says the same. It says, I will give you a vision. You can trust what I say about the future. It will take a while, but it will happen. What you want, the way you want to see yourself in the new year, hey, write it down on a piece of paper. So that you'll be able to go back to that piece of paper. And but you may say, well, do you know what everybody that became a millionaire wrote a plan? Kylie Jenner was the youngest self-made billionaire in 2019. You see her on television. Hallelujah. Bill Gates was the world's youngest billionaire at the age of 31 in 1987. Another person, Larry Page, Google co-founder, became a self-made billionaire at the age of 30 after his company's IPO in 2004. And Zuckerberg, everybody knows who he was. He was only 23. Hallelujah, when he became a millionaire. But you know what it all started with? A plan. A plan. Ecclesiastes 12:1 says, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. Okay? And if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Write down your plan on some paper. Hallelujah. And Acts 10:34, it tells you that God shows no partiality. That's actually in the scripture. God doesn't show any partiality. And those people's names that I mentioned to you, I don't know if any of them that knows the Lord. They might. They might know the Lord. But God doesn't show any partiality. If you do what it takes to get ahead, you will get ahead. So write down your vision. Sit down. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Father. He loves you. Jesus, lead and guide me. I want to do such and such in the new year. And Lord, it seems impossible. You know, I love to sleep in the morning. Oh my goodness, I love to sleep in the morning. I love to hold onto the covers. And don't you know, if you purpose it in your heart to get up at a certain time in the morning because you want to praise and worship, you want to have a few minutes with the Lord before you start getting ready for school or ready for, if you're an old enough child to have, you know, have a little job, you can, don't you know, if you honor God in the morning, God will honor you. Start out just a little 15 minutes earlier than what you usually do. If you want to give God, start out 15 minutes. And that could be pulling it. You say, God, I'm going to start somewhere. I'm going to give you 15 minutes, Lord. Say, even if I'm only going to start sitting on the side of my bed, saying the Lord's Prayer and reading Psalm 23. And then, and work up to more minutes. Work up to another scripture. Work up to a longer scripture. If you honor God, don't you know God will honor you? He will honor your efforts. Honor your efforts. And when you write down your vision, what you want for the new year, don't you know God will honor that? And you will be able to go back to it off and on and refer back to it and look at it and see, and you'll be able to see yourself, progression. You'll be able to see your progress. And say, wow, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. And when anything that you put before God, he will bless. He said he will bless whatever your hands touch. Whatever your hands touch, he will allow it to prosper. Sometimes we just have to start with some time. Giving him some time. Honoring him. Don't you know if you honor him, he will honor you? Believe you me, I am a witness. If you honor God, will honor you. And he will be proud. He will be proud to show you off and give you something that, because he knows you're going to brag on him. And you'll be able to say, oh, God blessed me with this. I didn't know I could do it, but God helped me. And watch your grades progress. If you aren't sporting the type of grades you want, the grades increase. If you're a young person, you have a job, watch promotions come on the job. If you put God first, God will put you first. If you're the type of child that's going to honor God, if you honor him, he will honor you. He'll make you stick out like a sore thumb. Or like a little, yeah. He'll make you the head and not the tail. Because you're going to glorify him. He's going to put you in a position where you're going to be able to tell other people about him. Because when they say, oh, how you do that? Then you can say, God did it. I didn't. God did it. Hallelujah. Then you'll be able to witness to your friends and all about Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. See you next week, young people. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Pastor Peaches, the Children's Corner. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings.
Oh, yes, yes.
To the Children's Corner. On this evening. Hallelujah.
Yes, he will. Thank you.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall.
Hallelujah.
Like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Yes.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Salvation and glory, glory. to our God.
But in the text, on today, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, that means blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Numbers 23:19 says, God said that he is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. But everything he said, everything he has spoken out of his mouth, he shall perform it. And Isaiah 55:11, his word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. There's one thing that God has placed above himself. It's his word.
Yes.
Psalms 138, verse 2. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord, he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
In remembrance.
Thank you, Lord.
You.
We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for our healing already. St. Luke 4:18. Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3. Declare that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing. Every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, from inside out, outside out. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now, all over the world. Cancers dissolving right now. All the tumors disappearing right now. Hallelujah. New knees, new kidneys. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. New hearts, new lungs right now in Jesus' name. High blood pressure coming to normal. Glucose levels coming to normal right now. Arthritis disappearing. Blood-borne pathogenic diseases disappearing right now. COVID disappearing right now. Pneumonia disappearing right now. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. Matthew 15:26. First John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians 3, verse 26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for your healing today. For your healing bread today. Thank you, Lord. What else about your kidney, but yeah. But I thought about Shatabu Kodia by the Tibata. Hallelujah. And on the same night, Kayana Boshatana, Boshatana, whatever, in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. We remember you, Lord. He took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. This is my new inheritance. These are my new gifts I'm giving to you. And I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already in the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, Almighty God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you said to bring you into remembrance that we may be justified, made worthy. And we are made worthy because of the completed work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion once again. Mama Bokoja. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins. Our mistakes and mistakes, our forefathers and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we speak, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and the spirit of Elijah at the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every cell, every hex, every vexing. Fire. In Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. And because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on this evening. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family and our bonus families, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, hallelujah, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts and ministry and help. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know that some folk wonder why I go through all of that. Throughout the years, we have turned Holy Communion into a matter-of-fact thing, just a routine that we had to tolerate. I ain't tolerating this. I'm praising God for an opportunity to reinforce our relationship to him.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And excuse my dust if you want us to hurry up and go through this thing. I ain't doing it. Because his blood washed my sins away.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. With his stripes, I am healed. With his stripes, I is healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
God. Bad English, but a good thing to happen too.
It's all right.
Hallelujah. Glory to you.
Yeah, hallelujah.
I just ought to answer some of those questions that you had in your mind.
Thank you, Jesus.
Why? We go through
Thank
all of this
Jesus.
All the time.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now you know.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
It's a fact, Jack.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peaches.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, Pastor.
What time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Barry.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Before we go any further, y'all get your notebook ready, and you're going to abbreviate the names of the addresses, the scriptures, because they're slightly more than one of them. Pastor Peaches, can you go through the addresses right quick? Oh, no, you better take your time. Go through the addresses so they can write them. And by the way, if you miss something, you can text Pastor Peaches at 443-416-1201 to get the addresses again. Again, that's 443-416-1201. All right, Pastor Peaches, the floor is yours.
I will try to say them slow enough so that you can write them down. All right, y'all, get ready. 2 Corinthians 5:17. 1 Peter 2:9. 1 Timothy 6:15b. Psalms 89:26-28. Genesis 12:1-3. Proverbs 10:22. Malachi 3:10-12. Acts 20:35. Proverbs 19:17. Luke 6:38. Matthew 5:45. Galatians 6:7-9. Psalms 1:1-3. Galatians 3:29. Deuteronomy 28:1-2. Deuteronomy 8:18. Acts 1:8. And Galatians 2:20.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's a list of word of scripture. Now, for those who are new, we call where the scriptures are. They're located, we call them addresses. So you can find them, like your address on your house. So you can find what you're looking for. Jesus. See, life is an open book test. That's why I stick in the book. Because my opinion and 50 Cent won't buy a cup of coffee.
Amen.
So I can't rely on my opinion. I got to stay on the word. This is part two of a message we started last Wednesday. It's entitled, The Power of the God Zone. let me kind of do a small review, because we may have to do part three on next Wednesday. Each one of you who can hear my voice, who are still breathing, on this side of the dirt, you simultaneously live in three zones. You say, what? Yes. You live in three zones. The first one, you live in a time zone. Globally, there are 24 different time zones. You live in one of them, if you're alive. You live in a postal zone. Yes, every country has some kind of postal zone. I know some of you young ones said, what's a zone? Zip, oh, you used to zip code. Zip code, zip really means zone improvement plan. That happened in the 60s. The zones happened in the 40s, the 1940s. There are literally thousands, tens of thousands of postal zones. That's how your letter gets from one place to another, because of postal zones. You want to send a letter to Afghanistan, there will be a postal zone that you have to put on your letter to get to where you want it to go. The name of the person, the city, the province or whatever, and the postal zone. So you live in a postal zone. Like I said, there are tens of thousands of postal zones. The last but not least zone you live in is the life zone. The life zone? Yes. There are four of them. You got the twilight zone. You got the dead zone. You got the comfort zone. And you got the God zone. The twilight zone is for those folk who are not connected with any reality whatsoever.
Ooh.
I heard many years ago that the neurotic builds imaginary castles in the sand, and the psychotic is the person who lives in it. They're both in the twilight zone. Mm-mm. Then you have the dead zone. No reception. You got a cell phone, and you go to the mountains, or you go somewhere, and you can't get reception. There is no hookup for you to get reception. You're in the dead zone.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't hooked up with nothing. Nothing really happening. No reception whatsoever. You're just dealing with what you got, your conscience, what's in you. That's all. Because you get no outside reception. Then you got the comfort zone. The comfort zone is cool because you get a little relaxed in there. You kind of sit back. You can almost be cavalier about stuff. Because it's comfortable. You give people alibis when they want you to leave your comfort zone. You don't want to do that because it's comfortable. There's the God zone. There's I know it starts with S. You know, they're words that's similar.
Synonyms.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. For the God zone, the love zone, or the Jesus zone, or the Christ zone, or the blessing zone.
Amen.
That's the God zone. The title of today's message is The Power of the God Zone, or we could say the power of the Christ Zone, or the power of the Blessing Zone. There's real power in the blessing zone. Yes, you can get a blessing wherever you are. But there's only one place that you can get the blessing.
Oh, glory.
That's in the God zone.
Hallelujah.
So many Christians are in their comfort zone, and they're living beneath their privilege because they're seeking a blessing.
Mm.
But in order to get the blessing, you need to be in the God zone, the blessing zone. Give me the first scripture here.
Proverbs, I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, hallelujah, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
People don't understand. When you're in your comfort zone, you do what you feel like doing. You even equate that to script. You try to perpetrate a hoax on people. But see, the real people of God, people who are living in the God zone, they're the peeps into your stuff. You can speak holy all you want to. But see, don't just talk the talk. You got to walk the walk. And people in the comfort zone don't want to walk the walk. They don't want to put up the effort to grow spiritually. It's too much trouble. It's too cold. I feel kind of sick. I this or that. Now, they have all kinds of excuses. I don't have money. I don't have this. I don't get this. They bring excuses to the table of God. They don't want God to give them any excuses for why he ain't blessing them. But he gives them, they give him a whole lot of excuses. They're in the comfort zone.
Mm.
But when you become a new creature, all things pass away. That same habit that folk had when they was out in the world, they done brought it to the church and they're in the comfort zone. They didn't do anything until they felt like doing it. In the world, they do the same thing in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And they call themselves a new creature. New creatures, you've been born again. You're not supposed to have the old habits.
Amen.
But anyway, go ahead. Old things are passed away. All things become new. In the God zone, a new way of thinking, a new way of talking,
yes,
and a new way of walking.
Oh, yeah.
Give me another scripture.
1 Peter 2:9.
Go ahead now.
But ye are a chosen generation.
Come on now.
A royal priesthood.
Come on now.
An holy nation.
Come on now.
A peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
You knew, but you are somebody special. You got privileges. Yes, you got benefits, but you also have responsibilities. You are royal. That means that you're responsible to the folk around you who have not come into the kingdom. You're responsible for your family, your loved ones, those on your job, those others in your church that haven't caught up with you yet. But if you ain't going nowhere, well, they ain't have to catch up with you. In fact, they'll leave you in the dust. And you say those favorite aligned words, I got your back. And then when you look for them, they disappear. They don't join the witness protection service. They don't show up when you have a special activity. They don't show up. They have excuses. Lying words. But you got privileges, yes. You got benefits, yes, but you also have responsibilities to others. Go ahead, read me the next one.
First Timothy 6:15b. The second part, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. I mean, what part are you sure?
That's it.
Okay. The King of Kings.
Jesus.
Lord of Lords.
Is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Well, who are the kings? Other kings and lords. That's you, baby. He already had the scripture. You're a royal priesthood. You're kings and priests. You are a lord. In other words, you have some territory that you oversee, that you have to look out for. You got responsibility. Go ahead, give me another scripture.
Psalms 89, verses 26 to 28.
Go ahead.
Ye shall cry unto me, thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Also I will make him my firstborn, higher than the king of the earth. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him.
The firstborn is a person with privileges, benefits, and responsibilities. In case of the absence of daddy, the firstborn stands in his place like the assistant. That's why he has privileges, benefits, and responsibilities, more so than others. You are a firstborn. God said, you are his children. You are his firstborn. You have benefits, privileges, but you also have responsibilities. Go ahead, read another scripture.
Hallelujah. Genesis 12:1-3. Hallelujah. Now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed.
This is the blessing that it was bestowed upon Abram. It's been passed on to you, the blessing, not a blessing. You are blessed to be a blessing. Your prayer should not be, bless me, us for no more.
Amen.
Your prayer should not be, gimme, gimme, my name is Jimmy, or gimme, gimme, my name is Kimmy. Your prayer should be so the kingdom of God and the blessings of God can spread from me to others, to my family, my church family, my community, and the world.
Thank you, Jesus.
The blessings of the Lord. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. That one was Proverbs 10:22. Proverbs 10:20.
Yes. Okay. Read that one.
Wait a minute. The blessing of the Lord. Oh. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, addeth no sorrow with it.
The blessing, not a blessing. Now, you need to understand this, that God will bless us. He will give a blessing. He reigns on the just and the unjust. But thy blessing is reserved for those who live in the God zone. Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Somebody needs to say amen today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody needs to say amen. The blessing, the ability to consistently, not every once in a while, but consistently to bless others, to bring miracles to others, to take care of others, is residing in those who live in the God zone, who make efforts to grow spiritually, to grow towards spiritual maturity, to make an effort. Your effort means you're going to get resistance. They're going to say things going to come against you. But the Bible says, in Philippians 3:14, press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ. You know what the high calling of God is? To bestow the blessings upon others.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody's looking for a miracle. You need to be the miracle. Because you got the blessing. Give me another scripture.
Malachi 3:10-12. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing.
Stop. A blessing. The blessing, a blessing. That blessing is to rebuke the devourer. And it goes in and describes how the devourer is rebuked. But that's a blessing. That's wonderful. Don't stop doing that. Don't stop giving tithes and all. No, don't you stop. Because a blessing, the windows of heaven, it is a big blessing, but it's a blessing. And God will visit that upon folk in other zones. But in the God zone, you don't get a blessing. You are the blessing. Go ahead, read another scripture.
You want me to read the rest of this one?
Oh, you can read that. This describes the rebuking of the enemy. Go ahead. You go ahead.
That there shall not be room enough to receive, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine catch her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord. And all nations shall call you blessed, and ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Glory to God.
You, that is a blessing. And how magnificent is that? That's great. Because folks will look just at that one blessing, and they call you a delightful land.
Yes.
Your family is great because of that one blessing. Rebuking the devourer, but guess what? You will blow their minds when you become the blessing. Go ahead.
Acts 20:35. I have shown you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord, saying how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
When you understand that you are the blessing, you will literally touch thousands and thousands of people. Because a blessing is for you. The blessing is for you and others. It's plural. A blessing is singular. Go ahead, give me another scripture.
Proverbs 19:17. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again.
That is a promise. And some people do that. They will bless the poor and do it. But see, you, as the blessing, you will consistently give to others. It's part of your DNA. It changed according to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Your DNA changed. You no longer were under a blessing. You became the blessing. Go ahead, read me another one.
Luke 6:38. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful.
Okay, 6:38?
Yes.
Chapter 6.
Oh, I'm sorry.
38, come on.
Oh, that was 36, I'm sorry. Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom, for with the same measure that ye meet, withal it shall be measured to you again.
See, your blessings that you give out, there are seeds that are planted. And I know I've got the scripture in there somewhere. The seed you sow is the crop you grow. It's a boomerang. It's going to come back to you multiplied, y'all. Seek to be the blessing. Go ahead. Read some more.
Matthew 5:45. That ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust.
He will bless a blessing. Will go, even folk up there in the twilight zone get blessed, a blessing. Even the folk in the dead zone get a blessing. Even the folk in the comfort zone get a blessing, because he rains on the just and the unjust. But none of them can be a blessing unless they live in the God zone, the blessing zone, the Christ zone, the love zone. Go ahead.
Galatians 6:7-9.
That's it.
Hallelujah. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if ye faint not.
Now, as the blessing in the God zone, as the blessing, sometimes you're going to get weary because it's work. Yes, you get privileges. Yes, you get benefits. But you also get responsibility, and it's going to take effort. And sometimes you get weary. Sometimes you think that people are taking advantage of you. That's all right. Look, they're coming for a free fish, a fish dinner. He said, that's all right. We're going to feed them anyhow. I ain't worried about that. I'm worried about their souls, because I don't want to lose nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Paraphrase, of course. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Read on.
Psalm 1:1-3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither,
and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
Whatsoever means what?
Whatsoever.
All that he does shall prosper like a tree. The folk in the God zone are like trees planted by the water, the word of God, the Holy Spirit of God. And they're going to bring forth the fruit in its season. When it's ripe, it's going to be right. Hallelujah. His leaf also shall not wither. I know winter time, the leaf's supposed to wither and fall to the ground. Ain't going to do that. Not this tree. You are the blessing. Don't you be praying for a blessing. You tell God, say, Lord, I am the blessing. You have said so. Because I am the blessing, I need something to give.
Power off.
To others. I need something to show your glory in the earth. I need to show somebody the tangible manifestation of your love and your joy and your peace and your long-suffering, your gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. I need that, Lord, that you may be glorified in the earth.
Thank you, Jesus.
A lot of you don't understand why a lot of your prayers aren't answered. You're praying the wrong way. Praying for the wrong purpose. James says, you receive not because you ask not. And then he says, you ask and receive not because you ask amiss. You ask wrong, that it may be consumed on your own lust. Get it right, y'all.
Amen.
You are the blessing.
Yes.
Seek to bless somebody.
Yes.
Wake up in the morning and say, who can I bless today? Who can I? But your flesh will say, you don't have nothing to bless somebody with. You bless folks with a word of kindness. You call somebody up and say, you know what, I just want to let you know God loves you. I love you too. This is just a family checkup call. You can do all kinds of stuff like that. You can go in the line, hallelujah, and you're trying to get a cup of coffee. You can tell the cashier, say, you know what, you look really good today. I mean, she got a nice hat on, or she got a nice scarf, or a nice smile. But you got a lovely smile. Where did that come from? Hallelujah. Go ahead, God. Oh, I don't know. Well, I think it came from God because he loves people smiling. Glory to God. You know, there's so many ways that you can bless others. Do it.
Amen.
Read another scripture.
Galatians 3:29. And if you be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
You're Abraham's seed. That means that you are the blessing. I told you that. You heard? He was the blessing. And all the earth was blessed because of Abraham. And we are Abraham's seed. Galatians 3:29. We are Abraham's seed, of whom we are a part of.
Amen.
We are the blessing. You are the blessing. You living in the God zone, you are the blessing.
Amen.
Get in the God zone, y'all.
Amen.
I got a bunch of scriptures left?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to do part three glory to God, on next Wednesday. Glory to God. Because you got to hear all of this. You got to tune in, part three, because you got to hear the rest of this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give me one more scripture.
Deuteronomy 28:1-2. Deuteronomy 28:1-2 says, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee
if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
Remember this. You are blessed to be a blessing. So they're coming upon you not as, oh, thank you, Lord, I receive it all, and you put it in your pocket, you walk away. No. The blessings come for you to distribute to others. You are blessed to be a blessing. You heard? You are blessed to be a blessing. Obey the voice of the Lord, not the voice of your flesh. I don't feel like it. They didn't do nothing for me. Why should I do something for them? The greatest, what Einstein, I think it was Einstein said, oh, wait a minute, was it Einstein or Benjamin Franklin? One of those guys said that the greatest thing in life is to do something for somebody else who can actually do nothing for you. That's because you're the blessing. That's what you look for, to bless somebody that can't bless you back. Because you're going to reap what you sow, but not necessarily where you sow.
Amen. Amen.
I got to stop because my time is up. But mark that, the last scripture that I used, that's where we're going to start on Wednesday, next Wednesday. Praise God. On this coming Sunday, we'll have a virtual service. It comes from the archives. So we won't have a live service, but you can tune in the same number. Also, watch night service on Saturday at 11 p.m. It's going to be for 90 minutes, so you'll be finished at 12:30. Hallelujah, glory to God. But God bless you all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Lord, we ask that you give 36 and 100 fold, even 1,000 fold, increase in blessing on the seed sown tonight. In Jesus' name. Pastor Peaches.
See you in the morning. Hallelujah. What's the number for the morning? Prayer line, Dr. Bird.
720-527-5952. And the access code
is 103-4545.
Amen.
I remember the access code.
That's right. Look, and get on the call at 6:55. Unless God wakes you up early and you want to get on the call, because sometimes we're on there. Lord, thank that God. 6:30, whatever, quarter up. We praise God for an opportunity to start our day. But God bless you. We love you. God loves you. And believe it or not, there's nothing you can do about it. And I got one last word to tell them folk out there. You know why we praise God so much? We know why we stay in the Word so much? Because we know life is an open book test, and the subject of life is love. But the greatest reason why we do what we do is this. I got to tell you what it is.
Power on.
Hallelujah.
Bluetooth pairing. Bluetooth connected.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, let's do it. Yo, rock it. On, 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 on. He was born to a virgin named Mary on Christmas Day. He bled and he just died on the cross to take sin away. You take him high, you take him low, you take JC wherever you go. Now tell me who, who.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name.